Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to French Connections Thursday edition. It is the sixth day of April 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me today. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's going to be a day where we bring back a file that you're not haven't listened to. In fact, one of the benefits of putting out these audio files, we know stuff that you've listened to and what you haven't. How we've got the statistics of all the different shows. We're hovering around. Well, by the way, my name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I think I said that. This is the French Connection. IamTheWitness.com is the website. And MySpace is MySpace/ Daryl Bradford Smith, no breaks between the names, and that'll bring you to the MySpace account. But you can get all that information from the website if you want to join our MySpace thing. That's something I want to talk to you all about today. It is a forum, ladies and gentlemen, being built there. There are a lot of people discussing a lot of subjects on that site, and you need to go there and become part of the solution. You know, we're at the French Connection, Eric and I and other people that have participated with this information gathering and whatnot. We want to attract and educate people on the facts. That's the goal here, to get people educated. You know, this is you've been misinformed for so long that for us now, we've got an uphill battle on rejigging the way people understand the world. And once the blinders have been taken off, you have to be shown the right path to take a look at this stuff. The path that we'd like to bring here in the French Connection is the facts as relate to what's happening in the world, such as the finances, such as the fact that the press won't touch things, such as the fact that the lobbies that work in Washington, D.C. are controlling people, and how they do it, why they do it, when they do it, the people that are the most controlled, who's up at top of the organizations. And we actually name names, and we issue French Connection fatwas on these people, and we discuss the truth about all this mess, you know. We certainly don't do it based upon a religion. We don't believe that that this group, this Zionist group, is actually practicing a religion in any good sense. And then what they're really doing is heading out after profit, control, domination, elimination. And they've been doing it for, it's been going on now for a full 110 years, but before that they actually had some other attempts at domination that failed. So this is their most recent incarnation. You can see their efforts dating back to the Jacobins, and you can see it dating back to Oliver Cromwell, and you can go all the way back to what they tried to do in Spain with manipulating both the Arab community there as well as the Christian community. You can see it when they try to manipulate Russia and then were thrown out of Russia for it. Same group each time. They come under the guise of traitors. They're always very wealthy. They are always looking for clandestine ways of controlling things. And it's their lot in life, guys. It's their sole purpose is to reign supreme over us. That's the goal. Now, In the process of doing that, they have murdered many tens of millions. We've got the figure fixed at well over 100 million, if you want to do the math. And they've got worse plans for us in the future. There's no doubt about it. And it's going to come on the heels of some things I think are starting to really come into focus right now. And the big thing that I've talked about, well, all the way since last September, in fact, is the financial situation in America. The House of Cards, guys. You know, the fact is, I'm shocked that they've been able to hold this place together, the United States financial situation. It's been that bad for that long. And so many people have spoken about what they call imbalances. Well, they're not imbalances. They're absolute nightmares if you take a look at them statistically and in relation to history. Well, it's finally unraveling. Countries are turning away from the dollar as a reserve currency, and they're moving into the euro, and some are moving into other commodity-based currencies, such as the Australian money as well as the Canadian money. And you're seeing the exchange rates on both of those currencies appreciate in relation to the dollar. But what also is happening here is that the Chinese are not going to buy any more of America's paper. And they refuse to realign their renminbi because the yuan or the renminbi rejig will tank their own economy. So they're within their rational rights to try to keep keep their own country out of having riots because of unemployment. And they've already got problems in China, trust me. You don't see them reported, but the peasants in the countryside, which about 75 to 80% of China's population still live on rural farms. So, don't be fooled by what they have going on in Shanghai and Beijing and Nanjing and the rest of the larger cities, because most people don't live in those cities. So they're walking a tightrope. So the whole world is on pins and needles right now with this dollar tanking. And a very important support point was just breached at $1.22 to the euro. Now $1.22 to the euro has been the high side of the range it's been trading in for a very long time. It just broke through that and actually closed above it, which is a sign that the next stage is going to be an even worse relationship. And why? Well, because the statistics coming out of the Treasury Department, and which Snow wants to quit, and all of this deficit spending that Bush has done, which I think is intentional to implode the country, and all of the other things of the borrowing of the nation and borrowing from foreign countries, is coming home to roost. You see it in the gold price of temporarily reaching $600 to the ounce today. So all of this stuff happening, and you're going to see an acceleration in other activities, I believe. I don't know what date, I don't know what hour, what day, but I certainly know that certain anomalies in our lives are going to become more prevalent and more pronounced. One of them, I think, is they're going to have to divert attention away from their incredible incompetence when it comes to the economy and all the theft that's been going on. And they've got a lot of their insiders getting called to the carpet right now for criminality, which, surprise, surprise. I mean, everybody's been talking about it for years, but nobody's been able to get any traction on bringing them to court. Why? Because they're a mafia, guys. You don't bring the highest part of the leadership of the mafia to heel when they're in control. And they've got their people in the courts, and they've got their people in the Supreme Court, and they have their people in Washington, D.C., and then in the press. And, nothing gets reported unless they want it to be. And the simple truth is that I don't see America surviving in its present form for much longer. It's not going to work financially. As far as rebuilding the country with those Bill of Rights that we have all heard about over our lifetimes, those guarantees in the Bill of Rights have always been under threat. Even when our founders got done writing them and penning them, Madison and Hamilton had their fights about federalism and usurping of individual rights and states' rights and the rest of it. So we've always fought over the rights. It's never been as bad as it is today, where those values have been completely destroyed, which is what we've got today. You can see in any newspaper, any front page will give you example after example of how the Constitution is being ignored. It's not hard to see. It's not hard to find. And nobody fighting back to try to save it, because the press that covers these events will never give any of that traction. In fact, they often, if you get pulled over and you say, that's my constitutional right, they'll actually arrest you for being a radical for saying something like that. So it kind of is a flag to these people, and they were actually sort of circulating things within the FBI and other areas to try to inform police departments that when somebody says my constitutional rights, what that really means is he's a radical and he needs to be arrested or controlled or whatever. But we're in a situation right now, aren't we? We all are. And what I've been trying to do is get numbers. I need 20,000 people. And I need your help to do it. This news that we put out, this information we put out, is not a one-way street. It's not a one-directional discourse. There are ways for you to take part in these activities, and it is important that you bring new people to the message that we're putting out here, because Without you, it's useless. And I've actually almost walked away from this because I wasn't getting the help I needed from you. I mean, again, if I'm not going to get it, what am I doing this for? I mean, why don't I find somebody else to follow? Why should I put all this effort into something and nobody wants to try and fight with me? And I don't think we're ever going to get huge numbers, but certainly 20, 30, 40, 50,000 out of a country of 300 million is certainly a rational goal. And essentially what we have to do is stop getting people unafraid here of discussing who's really doing this to us. That's the biggest goal we've got. That's the biggest challenge. We know who's doing it, but we can, you know, when you say evil Jewish leaders are doing it, or Zionists, people go, oh my God, you know, what am I going to do? This is terrible. Oh, what are you saying? It's not politically correct. Well, we've got to unpolitically correct and turn that around somehow. And, you know, when I've shared with you on air here that when Eric and I first started doing this back in, when we first started hitting them pretty hard back in June and July, I have the same problem with the word Jewish myself. And the fact is we've had some great assistance from Jewish community. In fact, I spent almost 50 minutes on the phone yesterday with Rabbi David Weiss. I have supporters in the Jewish community. I've got actually two emails I just got done reading from people who are making suggestions about who else is part of this and what else we could do to stop them. So the fight is being waged by people in the Jewish community, non-religious people, religious people, Christians, Muslims. We've got people from every walk of life. And each and every one of those people needs to start becoming comfortable with the idea that evil Jewish leaders are doing this to us and be able to enunciate those facts to other people. And I think because this Zionist idea and the facts around Zionism are starting to come out in the alternate press, which I worry about using that, the alternate press, because the press actually connotes some level of truth, and that's not often the case. But because there's we're getting some traction, people are starting to feel emboldened by the news that comes out of our site as well as other people's, you know. And they're becoming less averse to the terminology and the you know, the lexicon, as it were, of this criminality. I mean, we have to be able to talk about APIC. We have to be able to talk about the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. We have to talk about B'nai B'rith International. We have to talk about the JDL and the American Jewish Congress and all these other different Southern Poverty Law Center and the names of these people, Abramoff and you know, the different people that run these things. I mean, if we can't, you know, Abe Foxman, which we've got a fatwa on. If we can't talk about them, we can't defeat them. And if we don't know the enemy, we're not going to know how they react to the things we're doing. So, yeah. And the other thing, I mean, you know, part of this too, we do need donations. I haven't asked for a long time because I just haven't. Maybe actually something was to, I forgot about it, but we need $1. Put a $1 bill in an envelope and send it to the address that you find on the website. Go to the donations page, or you can get a special from Eric's book, and $10 will come to the French Connection. We still have bills. They are monthly bills, and I have a huge investment that I've put into this from my family's food money, and I'd like to share that with other people because it's just shouldn't all fall on me. And I mean that's how limited our funds are. We're that close to the bone here on the French Connection. This is a grassroots organization, from start to finish, grassroots. So it's your input, it's your dollar bill, it's your recruitment, it's you. This is your program, and it's your fight. And I'm asking each and every one of you to help me with that. You know, this Imam Blair did this fantastic interview with us. Why was it fantastic? Well, it actually was a overview of the entire issue. Talked about almost every single aspect of this in detail, rationally, quietly, and he used direct and very succinct arguments to make his claims. And He calls himself the Flying Imam. If you want to go to his website, the Flying Imam. He is a wonderful researcher and an extraordinary guy and an extremely well-spoken man. And we were very shocked to see how few people had really listened to that audio file. The other thing, so we're going to put it up today. Again, it got very low numbers and it shouldn't have. It's probably one of the best interviews we have on the site after the Ben Friedman one. Please, the other thing is Ben Friedman's numbers on his downloads are actually leveling off at around 20,000 plus. We need to get 50,000 people. We need to get this out on every... Maybe you can put a link to Ben Friedman's audio file on every email you send to people. This is the most important audio file ever done, I think, personally. Why? Because the simplicity of it, the directness of it, the fact that it's a first-person account, the fact that it goes back in time so far, the fact that it enunciates and clearly and states clearly the people who are to blame. This man is sincere in the extreme, and look, guys, I don't think anybody tells it better than Ben Friedman. He's just right there with it. The other stuff is very powerful supplemental information as well. Fagan and the rest, and of course the 13th Tribe is also another great resource for finding out about Khazaria and all the rest of the history of these Ashkenazi sect of virulent and criminal Zionists, is what they are. Anyway, all of this stuff, you know, the other side of it too, I mean, I can bring in just anybody on to do an interview with me, anybody. And I avoid that. I try to develop a decent interview, something that's going to help everybody move forward with what they're trying to do here. And again, sometimes it's not on the subject. The one about the garden I thought was interesting because it brings us back to where we should be heading anyway, taking care of our own food needs, because, of course, they're going to try to make us sick with the foods they're producing. But it's a tough slog. We've got thousands of different snippets of information on our website and several hundred audio files from the last years here. All of them interesting in that they really bring forward the arguments that we've been trying to get people to wrap themselves up around. And I need your help. So listen to the old files, please, and go back in time and learn more about the facts that we've been able to uncover. And you'll understand why we're so in your face with this website. It is an education, and it will bring a lot of new facts that you can share with people you know. So today's show will be with Imam Blair, and it will come up right after this break. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you learn from it. I hope you'll share it with other people. This is Daryl Bradford Smith saying goodbye and be well.